Call the meeting to order, agenda 2517, 7 o'clock. Alrighty. So, has everybody had a chance to go over the agenda?
We can just switch around. I don't know. The other one probably takes half an hour, I guess. Like, I don't know if you want to.
Sure. Is Jonathan on? Are you here, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Okay, Jonathan. Do you want to switch up with the RCMP? Let him go first.
Yeah, if he's just got a short little bit there, I think I've got maybe 15 minutes. It would be more like an opportunity to have a little bit of a Q&A because I'm giving you guys updates on two things specifically, the compost program and its rollout, and also the pilot project funding application process that I've been going through over the summer. So it'd be up to you guys.
Okay, so if you don't mind, we'll swap you up with the RCMP.
No
Okay.
problem.
So,
I'll mute myself and you guys have at her.
okay, with the changes, can we have a motion to adopt the agenda?
I move that we adopt the agenda as amended. Second.
Second court. Like I said, Councillor Bellmer and Councillor Wheeler. Okay. Did they get a chance to check over the minutes?
Yes, favor.
Oh, sorry. All in favor?
No.
All right. Everybody get a chance to go over all the minutes? And if so, do we have a motion to adopt the amendments?
I'll make that motion.
Cool. Seconder.
I'll second.
Okay, delegations, RCMP, you're.
Thank you. It's a little speed round here. If you guys end up having any questions, I'm not sure if you have the reports in front of you there, but if you have any questions after the fact, feel free to reach out to me. My email is on here. So just to recap, August, we had what I would consider our busiest month of the year. Criminal code-wise, we had a total of 15 criminal code charges laid with an additional 12 under the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. A lot of that was due to excessive alcohol consumption. That was the primary driving factor in the majority of the charges that were laid, aside from the CDSA stuff. I will touch on the drug file here shortly, but I'll go over just the general bits here. So year over year, we nearly doubled our call volume for August, up in almost every single area. And nothing we can really attribute that to other than just a lot of nice weather and people sticking around the area and drinking quite a bit. I can say that was definitely a big issue this month. We did try and get out more to do some of the speeding and driving issues that were brought up before because we had some people bring up ATVs as well as an issue. So we were dealing with a lot of the criminal matters, but when we weren't, we were out trying to do laser ops and we did a check stop as well on Free Gold Road, and that was in response to concerns of theft in the area as well as ATVs operating potentially impaired. As far as impaired driving goes, we did have an issue at the bar one night where basically they had to close down just a little bit early. There was about a lot of unruly customers, and people were more or less trying to not break the windows, but they were banging on the windows, demanding more alcohol, things like that. So we stuck around the area for several hours after the fact just to patrol and make sure that no one caused any issues. And in doing that, we did locate an impaired driver from Pelly Crossing. That driver blew almost triple the legal limit, So it was nice to get her off the roads. Again, I'll try and be quick here. The biggest thing was at the end of the month, we did in collaboration with SCAN intercept a vehicle that was heading into Carmacks carrying what would be considered a significant quantity of suspected crack cocaine. Roughly about $15,000 worth of product was seized from four individuals. Those individuals were remanded into custody where they remain today. They may be released tomorrow, as I understand it. But in the meantime, a lot of what we do is disruption in the community. We're not here to do the big drug ops. That's unfortunately what Whitehorse is there for. But any time that we can prevent a shipment from coming into the community is it's a sort of a win for us. Those were not CarMax residents. They were from one of them was from Ontario, and then the other were Yukon locals, but not of CarMax. That is the Coles Notes version of things. Did you guys have any quick questions before anything?
Well, good job. Every one of those drugs taken off the street is awesome job.
There's some busts. That's great.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
Well, keep up the good work.
Actually, probably save some lives this weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if anything does crop up again, you can shoot me an email, ask me any questions, stop me in the street. I'm always around to chat. So until next month, you guys have a great rest of your meeting.
Thank you. Very
good.
Good.
Good. Good. Good.
How you doing?
Thank you.
All right.
Make any motion? Oh, yeah, Jonathan, you're up.
All right, guys. Well, that was it's a really great update. I'm really happy to hear that everything's going so well over there. I just wanted to first apologize for not being able to be there in person, you guys. It really means a lot to me to be able to do that. I just unfortunately have a young family, so I had to attend to family matters and stick around the household. So, I'm calling in. I'm calling in because I wanted to give you guys a couple of updates on projects that Balanced Biogas has been working on behalf of the village of Carmacks. The first one is the compost and organics diversion program. We've been working with Chantel, the previous CAO, getting that program up and running. We've done one public engagement was completed in early June. We had seven or eight people in attendance, a couple of one council member and several of the municipal folks showed up for that. We also had a couple of other interested parties and a lot of really great conversation. There's a lot of interest from our perspective on this program, and it sounds like people are excited. We did have one so Little Sam in Carmack's First Nations citizen. She was working in the building and she came in and had a good conversation with us as well. So we really put on our radar that that part of your community is interested in composting and organics diversion, and there's a bit of a conversation it sounds like to be had around there. At the end of July, we Balance came up and working with the community with sorry VOC's operations staff, we erected the composting tent that where the operations are going to be taking place, where the compost will be getting stored. And that project went pretty smoothly. Really appreciate you guys approving the additional effort that it took to put up the tent. That was again, it wasn't really on anybody in particular. It just took a little bit of extra time to get the ground level. So thank you so much for that. I've started speaking with Annette and making plans for the bin. You guys may recall we purchased household bins, 300 of them, 20-liter household bins. The plan right now is to for a Balance to come up and be at the landfill on September 11th for the entire day. So that'll be from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on site, handing out the bins, engaging with any of the public that come by, and starting hand out the bins to talk about the composting program. Overall, I would suspect that we'll get a few out the door, but I would say the plan would be that any bins that we don't get to hand out, we'll leave some at the attendant building, and then probably and some at the village office for people as they come by. The plan with Chantel was that just because we want to make sure one bin per household and residents only, we will be keeping track of the folks who come by and take bins. So I'll be taking a list, getting their names, getting their addresses, that sort of thing, just to keep track so that the bins aren't, flying out the doors and a whole bunch of bins ending up at one home. And then from that point on, we're working with the operations team to get the facility of 100% ready. Just so you guys know, one of the two key things for that will be getting enough wood chips chipped, for the composting process and to put down on the ground in the tent. And then the other one will be to have the electric fence put up around the tent itself as a requirement for compost piles in landfills. And the arrangement for both of those was that what the village ops team was going to be in charge of doing the labor on that, but Balance is here to provide support and make sure that everything goes smoothly there. And yeah, I guess that's really the what we're expecting. I've talked with Annette this morning, and then we'll just see how things roll out. But sometime in early October, we expect that the program will be able to go live. And we'll make another public notice. Right, I just finished a public notice to send out for the September 11th event, and then when we've got a firm date and we know we've got the wood chips in place and the fence is up, we'll make another announcement and let everyone know that organics diversion has actually started at your landfill. And I think that should be a pretty exciting thing. You could be only the third community in the whole territory to get to that stage in waste management. So that's a pretty cool thing. You guys have any questions on the compost before we move over to talking about the pilot study and the waste energy project? Nothing? No? Okay, right on. And any questions come up at any time, guys, please don't hesitate to just interrupt to ask the question. With regard to the waste energy pilot study that we've been engaging with your council and the previous council on since February of 2024, we've had some we well with the with Chantel coming on in January, we had a little bit of a stall on the funding application process. And we took a little bit of time to re-engage with Chantel, get a plan, get her on board, and she definitely was really excited about it. We talked a lot about what that would look like, and how we would move forward with the project. And so one of the key things that she told me back in April was that funding for out of the VOC pocket was going to be really, really tight. And so, if any at all available for a project like this. So, we did some thinking together and we made a decision to scale back the project and break it into phases. And the phase that we decided to move forward with is a phase we called detailed engineering design. And you could add to that, basically getting the project procurement ready and some detailed financial analysis. And so to get that project moving forward, Balanced Biogas committed $10,000 of our own money to be a cash contribution into this project. Working with Chantel, we submitted applications to the Innovation and Entrepreneurship Fund from the Yukon University, as well as the Yukon Development Corporation's Erie Fund. Our plan was to get all the funding from those two bodies. Had Chantel's consent and engagement on the funding applications and the process. The plan was that Balanced Biogas would be the acting agent for the village of Carmacks and submitting the applications on behalf of the village of Carmacks. Though we were, the cash contribution supplier for that. And so we had immediate success with innovation and entrepreneurship. Our application was approved. That portion of the project was about $50,000, and that was approved in early June. However, when we submitted their application to the Erie Fund, they came back to us and said that there were some priority projects on the go that were taking up the majority of their funds, and they needed some time to determine if they had any funding available. And so really that what that did was put the wheels into neutral for the majority of the summer. We didn't really have an opportunity to move it forward at all until I actually just had received an email about 2 weeks ago from the fund manager, and she said that it looked like they had some money to be able to apply to the project, and they wanted to support the project, but they didn't have enough money to support the whole project. So that really, what they did then was introduce us to another fund. You guys may be familiar with CanNor. Annette was at a meeting today with CanNor, and CanNor supported you guys getting your boardwalk installed, that type of fund. And so, with Chantel leaving, I really thought it was really prudent, and the timing seemed really well for me to engage with you guys directly, check in with the council about your feelings on the pilot project, on the work that we've done to date, trying to get it going, and give you this update that basically it sounds like we will be funded to do the detailed engineered design. But I just wanted to double check with everybody to see if they're comfortable with the arrangement as Balanced Biogas acting as an agent on behalf of the village of Carmacks, and hiring. Like, should we be successful, Balance would be the project manager and do some of the work. And if you guys are interested, a little bit of details on specifically what the work would be is the first bit is detailed engineer design. We engaged with the actual makers of the gasification system that we were working with. That team was very interested in our project, and they were actually offering in-kind time as well as being the engineers of record to do the design for the system, the digester and the gasifier working together, as well as the designing the district heating system that would then be able to use the heat from the gasifier to heat your recycling center, heat your site attendant building, and should you move forward with the plan that we saw last year to put another ops building of some kind on that property, there would likely be enough heat and a plan to utilize that heat in that building as well. The other work that would go along with that would be a Class B cost estimate, which in procurement terms is basically have the whole project planned out cash wise, cost wise, and be ready for procurement. Another important detail that would be included in this phase of the project is significant stakeholder, i.e., yourselves and other funders, engagement on the financial and business case analysis. Our intent was to give you guys as much solid information as possible as to the costs of operations and the possible challenges and the operations would have to be successful, but also the opportunities that you'd be looking at should you choose to move forward with investing in this type of infrastructure at your landfill. The project length is estimated to be about 8 months. Find these projects pretty much always go a little bit longer, so we could see about t within about 10 months at the absolute longest. Your council would have very detailed information on all of those aspects and be in a position to be well informed to make a decision on whether or not you wanted to move forward with applications for funding to get to get about $2 million, about $1.2 million worth of equipment, and around 800,000 or so to run a study for the year, do training for the operations team, and also do some groundbreaking research on the quality of the material that would be produced from this process in its usefulness in agriculture purposes. And that's in it, it that hit that is it in a nutshell. I think that our intent was to really give you guys as much information as possible. At the same time as moving forward the innovation and the design, to be able to give you and everybody involved, the information you need to make an informed decision should you choose to want to move forward with an investment of this kind. And I guess with that, meeting with Canor today, it sounds like our application with them is going to get streamlined a little bit. I think that the Erie Fund manager did a lot of legwork for us to get us set up and not have to go through a full Canor application, which is an expression of interest, and then a review of that expression of interest, then application submission. We're being asked to just submit an application, and should we be able to get that submitted within the next, I'd say 5 to 6 days at the most, we could be ready to move forward with the project probably within 3 to 4 weeks. And yeah, that's really the timeline that we're working on. And the big ask on my end is to know if your council and your community is still interested in moving forward with, at the very least, this next step of doing this engineered design and getting a very pointed and detailed financial look at the potential of this type of system at your landfill.
Session.
Good.
Fine. Okay.
Technically, it's not good.
Really?
I do.
Technically, no.
No.
I think that we can't, I think that we need the information on what it costs before we can decide whether we want to go forward. So you said you broke this project into four phases. And the first phase is the detailed design phase where you would come up with that information.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we have we're in what we would call would be phase two technically, because we did a feasibility study that concluded in May of 2024. And that was a really high level look at the financials. And now this, with doing the detailed engineered design, which is going to give us a real well broken down list of, we call it a bill of materials. So you see all the parts that we need. We'll price all the parts and get pricing for the installation costs. So you guys will really have that piece. That piece as well, there we're going to work with Gunta Business Services to take that information and do a really detailed financial analysis on that, with this understanding of the operational costs, the potential value that it could bring, all of that sort of stuff. So it would, yeah, the intent of this phase is to give you all the information to make an informed decision.
You guys, I'm all in for this. I'm excited about this because I've seen it over 25 years ago. So I'm a little bit biased, so I'll let you.
That's my question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable with you taking lead as manager as well as I think the admin staff. Yeah, I.
One last question, one other question. You said that we're the third one doing it. The other. Who's the other community doing it? Can I ask? Is that allowed to be asked?
That's the compost.
Oh, so it's just organics diversion. You guys would be
The first.
definitely the first to take the next step if you should choose that. That next step towards waste to energy and generating value, more value. The organics diversion, the two communities right now who are doing it are City of Whitehorse and Dawson City. And as far as I know, Dawson's organics program is pretty much, that's the pile of organics over there. It's not in the landfill anymore. And they got a lot of work to do to get to even to the stage where you guys are getting to, with what I would say is a pretty reasonable level of investment. I don't have the numbers in front of me specifically yet, because we've rolled in a couple of other projects. Like, we're doing an adaptive management plan for the landfill, which is rolled into the project that we included with the compost tent and everything. But I don't think you guys are in for much more, including my time and everything, more than $35,000, outside of the investment of the wood chipper. But yeah, it's a pretty reasonable investment to get a organics program up and running. And then the next big step is to take that and to turn it into the energy that it can be turned into.
Is there funding available for our 35,000 too? Because I don't even know if we have that.
That was one of the, yeah. Oh,
Sorry. It's blind approved. Chantal, she did approve it. Did she? I didn't think it was going to cost us anything, though. I wasn't aware.
Well, there was a composting?
Yeah.
Like to buy the bins and all the.
Oh, for that one, we got CCBF funding last year.
Yes.
But now, just for rolling, like rolling out actually the program, it's on our own.
Sorry, I thought we put up 100,000.
So, at this, Jonathan, this the study that you're doing, I think, yeah, you're not aware, this would be the $100,000 you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
that's
Yes, with the original motion,
yes.
February 24, there was a commitment of 100,000, and that would have been and is just specifically for the pilot study. And when I say $35,000 in total for the composting program at this point, that's not just this year. The contract that Chantel signed for Balanced Biogas came out to be, with the addition of the $1,700 increase change request, I think it came out to 26,000. And then last year there was an investment of, I think, the household bins. The 300 bins cost about $8,200, and then some preliminary work doing permitting reviews and such. But Balance has done a little bit more than just the compost program there. We were working on the YesSub submission that was finally approved in early February or March of this year for the solid waste facilities 10-year management plan. We also did, like I said, we're working right now. The 26,000 includes the adaptive management plan that the government of Yukon has required for the landfill. There's a manganese, high manganese hits on one of the wells at the landfill. So back in, I think it would have been, I think it was October or November of 24, a letter was sent out. And then, so there's on that specific item, the deadline is October 31st, 2025, to have an adaptive management plan in place. And we are working on that right now. We actually expect that there's a pretty good chance that we won't have to write a full management plan on that specific piece, which would be great. So probably just because manganese is, I don't know if you guys are familiar, but manganese is not a health concern. It's just a smell concern in the water. So if that's the only thing that's happening around the landfill wells, that's really good news. And we talked to Environment, the Department of Environment, and they said there's already been, well, pretty much every municipal landfill is getting these kinds of hits on their water, and is already submissions going into them with justifications for not having to move forward with a full management plan. So just wanted to point out that we're not just doing the composting program. We've done a fair bit of other stuff around the landfill over the last year and a bit since we've been working together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's money.
And specifically for, again, for this phase, the detail engineering design, the cash contribution will come from Balanced Biogas. There's no financial ask to the village of Carmacks for this phase. That being said, should you guys like what you see and see in the financials and the overall plan looks really good, there will be a need for that 100,000 to really take that next step, which is would be to step up and do purchase the equipment, install it, and then run a study and the training programs necessary to make sure your team is ready and capable of operating the equipment.
Or
The detailed design phase is part of finding that information out. So after that's done, they'll come back and say, this is how much it'll cost to operate annually. That's part of that.
We don't have a guesstimate though.
There was a he did you did say there was a conceptual study done. But the detailed design will give you more detailed information.
Yeah, that yes, that's it exactly. Sorry, is it are you guys having a hard time hearing me? Is that or
No,
okay. The so Dennis, the study, the high level feasibility study that we did, the price tag came in our estimation at about 1.8 million for the equipment purchase and install and everything. The
I remember
detailed,
that.
sorry.
I remember all that.
Yeah. Okay, so the detailed engineering phase is going to give us all of those other like hidden costs that we wouldn't have been able to have a real detailed look at. Not hidden costs, but costs like having a district heating system, all the piping and the heat exchangers needed to make sure that you can utilize all the heat generated. Yeah, the tying together the two pieces of equipment. as well as yeah, that then like a proper business case and presentation to your council on all of those results. And again, we just because of financial restrictions, we felt like this was a safe fit, step for us to keep moving things forward and give your community all the information it needs to take a big leap, like spending a couple $1 million on this type of equipment and committing to having people operating it is no small feat. And so doing due diligence and taking our time committing to it is I think is a prudent move.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of asking a question. Somebody, no.
We have a question still. So what if we don't have enough like compost, like what do we do then? Because then we don't have anything to burn or gasify, right? No, I'm just thinking about this because we don't know how many residents will participate, right? To
That's a fantastic question, and really, again, that's really from my perspective, why it made sense to take a phased approach and give the community some time to adapt to doing organics diversion, getting just more familiar. Some people do it naturally. I understand that in your community, you're not really allowed to break, do composting within the community limits. But like the community I grew up in Haines Junction, lots of people, they do it in their backyards and it's a pretty regular thing. They'd still need to like there needs to be time for the community to get familiar with the change. Familiar with, there we have two bins at our house that we throw our material in. This is the stuff that goes in the green bin. That's the stuff that goes in the other bin. From my experience, and paying attention to how things have been going in Whitehorse and all the research that we've done, it just takes a little bit of time for communities to there'll be always some immediate folks that take it up and start doing it. For instance, I was talking with your foreman Keith, and he says his wife has already does it. They're doing it on a regular at their home. Things like that. There's people, but it's the volumes is we really don't know. It really comes down to how much effort and interest the community is generated in the community. And again, I think it's prudent to just take this one step and see how that goes first.
Thinking the businesses and like the school, the daycare. I see how much food waste there is a lot of the time. Restaurants, how can we support? Because just those places probably are going to generate more compost than
What's that?
most of the residents combined.
Yeah.
Because that might be part of our next steps as well, is how to support like commercial composting. Because those little bins, that'd be filled up in a day at daycare easily, half a day.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a great point. I had a limited amount of face time with Chantel to discuss that. I think it's also another real key point is that the Little Salmons community already has a way, they have their waste collection system already in place, and there is a discussion around the implementation of their like adoption of organics diversion in their community as well. I think those are two big key players that aren't currently really been engaged. We just didn't have much success in getting Little Salmon to our event or getting any feedback. It sounded like for Chantel on their thoughts around that, as well as the commercial aspect of it, because I think so the design of the compost program as it stands right now, we only have a small It's about a 1 yard bin, and so it's not very big. It's bare. It's not even a full meter by a meter sort of cube size. And the intent behind that was so because we were focusing on the households first, it really gives the landfill folks a lot of control and be able to watch people putting what they put into that compost. And so that's really like the initial phase. But say, yeah, you're right, Tara, that like if the restaurant and the grocery store, when they come and they bring all their material, they would, if they did a good job of separating their organics, they might fill that bin in one day. And so those kinds of volumes are things that you have to slowly grow to being able to manage and have plans around those things. Engaging with the commercial producers of that material. And yeah, it's the program is something in the same way that compost is. It's something that you grow and you take, it takes a little bit of cultivating and working with the community over time.
Other questions themselves.
I'm good with moving forward to the
I want to move forward.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Want
Yeah, we budgeted 180,000, so we're good to go.
to. You guys know how excited I've been about that. Well, like I said, I'm a little on the biased side, but yeah, I'd love to see us moving forward.
Yeah, it looks like we're going forward to the next phase. Not about this. Definitely about how to make the compost collection more successful, but not about this.
Okay, well, I totally understand you, and I think that's it's also it's prudent to be take it in phases and see how the compost goes. So sorry, pardon if I'm not familiar with the process in council, but to what I guess the question is, do you guys need some time to deliberate and then let us know what you could let me know what the plan is? If you're comfortable with us moving forward with making these applications on your behalf, like I said, no financial commitment as of yet for the pilot study. And the compost program is going forward as planned so far.
As far as process goes, we should have it as a resolution. So we should maybe ask for like this presentation in a summarized report at the next meeting that we can pass a resolution on. Because right now it's just a delegation.
You hear that, Jonathan?
Sure. You want me to give you guys just a summary of the status of, do you want me to focus just on the pilot for that particular summary? Because I don't think that, if I'm correct, the compost doesn't need anything.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, for sure. I can give you guys a summary document. Is your next meeting, are you guys meeting weekly these days, or is it a little bit?
Bi-weekly.
16th. Next one, next meeting would be the 16th.
Okay.
Oh, I think I'm gonna be too late for
The Canor.
thing, right? I think you had to put in your occasional submission by Friday, right? He said the latest.
Yeah, that's what they're hoping for. I said we wouldn't have just for timeline, we wouldn't have a decision from them. They said 2 to 3 weeks. So, there would still be time for you guys to deliberate and make a final decision. Of course I stand by whatever you guys decide on that front.
I'd still put it in. I'd just put it in, and then if for some reason we were to say no, we're not going to because we've all said yes, then you can pull an application, but you can't.
Get them moving forward at this
Yeah.
point.
Yeah, that's great. I'd happily to put it that yeah, I'll it sounds like I'll just move forward with the application at this time. submit you guys within the next few days. We'll have a summary of the status of the pilot and a little bit more like pointed information in regards to this detailed design phase and the funders that we're applying to. Give you guys that opportunity to put the final stamp of approval on it on the 16th then.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thank
Any
you.
other
Thank you so much.
questions? I can go from the floor and all that. I still have to ask questions, just indoors.
Don't like it.
No,
it's
no. Yeah. All
can't
right, well.
engage until question period. We can't engage.
Okay.
Gallery.
I'm still learning. Thank you. Great, Jonathan, you know I'm excited, so thank you so much.
That's great, guys. Thank you for continuing to want to work with me, I'm really excited to deliver for you guys. So thank you so much for your time today. We'll be
I
in
hope that
touch.
project goes under the water, that other communities jump on board. I really do.
Well, let's start with the composting program, and I believe we can build from there. And everyone's going to look to you guys to be leaders in that. Even just that little step makes a big difference.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Take care, everyone.
You have a good night.
Night.
Okay. So, correspondence. I can't remember what it stands for, but the flooding.
This was, about, I don't know if I can just, when this is the update, because, YG wanted to call it a quote. So LSCFN and the Village of Kamis could have put in, like, for the funding announcement that, I don't know, actually, because this is probably too new to me. So they wanted that the village and LSCFN say something to the funding announcement. So, but now everything is on hold because. Chantal, okay, she was on vacation at that time. And I think Kelly was on vacation at that time. So now they're trying to get it in by September 15th, which is so we have to make all the federal requirement that we announce that we receive the funding. So, but they wanted like feedback from us. And there's another engagement session they told me to like actually get involved, like the village and LSCFN, like because I think they have to raise the river road, put some dikes in or something. So, but that's so why I left them.
So can I, may I speak?
Yes, please.
So we had talked about this before and asked about having more detailed information, like who even chose which options to go for and stuff in the STEMTEC plan, because nobody was really aware. And I think what they did, I don't know for sure, I don't know if anybody ever found out, was they just chose the most that they could choose to try and get funding for, and then we'll go, it's a we'll go from there kind of attitude. Although in the final paragraph of this email, it says that if we're interested in a presentation, they can come and do it. Although they didn't think it was going to be very fruitful, but I still think that it would be useful to talk about the different pieces in that work that Stantec did, because just from a brief look that I had at it, I feel like they've missed some information for CarMax, some areas of flooding. They really based their data on like those 2 years of flooding and not previous years stuff, and the recommend they seem to have agreed to the recommendations from Stantec without any input from the community. So I think that we really need to have some further discussion on this. I mean, it's great that there's all this money for flood mitigation for sure, but I think that we really need to have the discussion ourselves and publicly about what
It's hard to give a quote about something we don't really know a lot about.
Thanks for the money. I know Justin was going to work on something, but
so he didn't have time. Yeah, so he left. And I did reach out to Kelly to have this at the joint council meeting, and she said the earliest would be October. Of course, everyone is away right now, or most of them. So, listen.
Well, they can do it without a quote.
Yeah, okay.
That's my suggestion.
There's no without quote.
The announcement, just
they
just make the announcement.
Yeah, they can make the announcement without a quote from us.
My concern is that I just from reading this correspondence where it says this project is going to require strategic communication and coordination between stakeholders until we reach construction, seems to have like already made the decision to go ahead with that option.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have some questions about them, the options they chose in that Stantec report. Like they didn't, I know that this council hasn't seen, I mean, we finally saw the report about a month ago. And we haven't discussed it at all.
Mm.
Okay, so then I will say first no quote for the announcement, and then we'll have a discussion later on.
Okay. Yeah, and maybe we should invite David Eastland to a meeting to.
Yeah, he's willing to come out. Yeah. Yes.
And like sooner rather than later, because we don't want them to spend a pile of money on engineering and design of something that may not work because they don't have all the information. Or...
I do remember talking, there were some people out at an LSCFNG General Assembly talking about flooding. It was a little tent and they were talking about flooding. And I said, a lot of the houses that flooded, it didn't come from the river. It was groundwater. And they were very surprised about that. I said, the river went over the road, but that's not what flooded people's basements. Like the water comes from the ground. That was the issue.
And that whole report doesn't even address the end of Ptarmigan Road, which also flooded.
Yeah,
my house floods from backer.
Oh, I had a little creek going through mine.
Did you?
Yeah, it was fun. That was a fun year.
I hope you took a video of that.
I did, and I can't find it. I'll try and find it for you though.
Mine flows through too. So I have the pump going. My house is pretty wash away.
I mean, I think that we should. I think it's prudent for us to have the discussion, and have the discussion with the public because the stuff in that report is like raising River Road. Putting more dike in, like pretty extreme responses to potential floods. And if we just do it without just agree to going ahead with it without talking to people, we need to talk to people.
Well, if you're listening to the interior, what it's doing is holding water in our property. It's not helping water.
Yeah.
It's far too helpful. I know next door, same way. Charles has the same problem.
Gary. All those bedrooms in the CDC six plexes.
Basement one. Yeah, so raising the road, that's not the problem.
I have already jumped to him and asked for the engagement session.
All right. So what do you say now? Do I just say file correspondence?
Make a motion that we file correspondence modified upon by resolution.
Okay.
Second that.
All in favor? Okay. Council report. Councillor Hanson.
I have nothing to report. Thank you.
Councillor Wheeler.
I actually had someone mention to me today that they were very glad that the speed limits were lowered because he sees a lot of kids riding in and out of traffic and not paying attention, and which the kids shouldn't be, but he's like, if anything were to happen, it's a good thing that's a little lower. I said, well, thank you. I will definitely bring that up. And someone else that I work with was asking if we ever have any volunteer opportunities. And he's not interested at the rec center, but he was thinking maybe at the animal shelter. Like if we have dogs at the shelter, he'd be to walk them. So if that's a possibility, I'd get him to come in and talk to you guys.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Someone willing to volunteer.
And that's it for me.
Thank you.
I don't have anything to report. I did have a question, though, if we could find out. Did we have a household hazardous waste day this year, and are we going to have another one? What's that question?
We did have one in April, and then usually it's April and October or something, but I will find out.
Thanks.
Why? I have something else. I forgot what it was. Oh. Well, I got nothing to report. No, what? I should wrote it down. Nothing to report. Sorry. Yeah, I got nothing. Nothing to report. So, moving on. CEO report.
Okay. Yes, so we just talked to Jonathan. So we, at this time when I did the report, I didn't have the day for the compost bin handout, but now we have confirmed it's September 11th. And then I got an update for the scale project. So Castle Rock has been awarded the contract and the audit is scheduled. So the completion is set for October 30th, and they're probably coming out on 4th to assess like the driveway and housing, and then we will be responsible for the software install and training. So Curling Rock surfacing, I don't actually have an update if Chanel ordered paint yet or not, so because she's on vacation. Oops, he's advanced. These spaces, I think everybody noticed. So YG moved into the offices. We have some challenges with them, like they're complaining that the one office at the rec center is too hot. There's no, I actually told them, I said, it's a storage room or used to be in it. What? And we went there, we checked it out. It was like, signs actually still on there. So now they requested to either have an open window, like to the stairway, but I was like, yeah, it's a no-go, or we put something, a different door that they can open it up. So I don't know, we're trying to figure something out, but it would be our cost, so I don't
think. I wouldn't.
Get them a fan.
He rented it the way it was. So.
Yeah, that's what I said. So
there's any get a fan. Yeah. They can get a fan.
And maybe they could build a building.
When yes. Winter's coming, they're going to be asking for heat prints.
Yes. So I haven't heard anything from the Lagoon project because everyone is on vacation. So, and Urina boilers, budget plumbing was here, I think a couple of weeks ago, but they're still waiting for a part. So there's nothing going on, hopefully. Nothing. That's been said for me. Yes.
Right. Public work report. Finishing that. Not for your report. Oh, you gotta make a motion.
Yeah.
No. Good. So moving on. Case public works. Any you've seen in the public work? Have they figured out their new toy yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Anyone would like to run public work? No. Okay, moving on to bylaw. Any questions or anything seen on from the bylaw? It looks busy.
I did have someone, they said they called the bylaw number because a cat had been abandoned. And they were told that bylaw doesn't deal with cats. But I think the bylaw says animals at large.
Do you have a place for them, though?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll find out if we...
Yeah, it's just, it's sad that someone just dumped a cat.
I have a question about businesses, mobile businesses in Greeks. So like the seafood trucks that sell here at CarMax or the people who are advertising that they're going to be here for a day or whatever, that they do we check if they have intermunicipal business licenses or...
I told like the bylaw officer earlier before that he has to check it. I know the one vendor, I think there was a fish, that he had to buy one, so we made him buy one, but I will tell him to check it, yes, and then everything is okay.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to the visitor. Center, any things from there? Maybe 7 people. I don't know if that's a lot. It's water is a little bit. Few people find in the place, I guess.
Is the visitor center closed now?
We were closed on Friday, last day. If you're running out of water, we were closed earlier.
Yeah, when the water's gone, it's done.
Yeah.
Did we put the coordinator at another job? Just like.
So anything else on the visitor center? Moving on. Finance report.
Okay. So I attached, I think I forgot to, I just did attach the income statement. So I'm sorry, I think sometimes it's overwhelming. I didn't have time to attach the expenditure report, but I will do it in the next meeting. We actually, someone paid property taxes today, so we have 9 outstanding payments. The Canada Summer Jobs Funding, we received the funding, but we got it in advance, so we had to repay $592 because the students didn't have enough hours to report, like the finished earlier. And the payroll system, we just, in the implementation phase, and we just found out today that we can't even sign in, so there's something wrong. I had to contact them. Thing that ends. Yes. So, and we have actually, like, the employees, like, you have to train them how to sign in and out and like the punch in system because we have a few employees that still don't punch in and out. And I was told from the payroll company, if they don't punch in and out, they won't get paid. So I have to make sure, you know, so I have to make sure that they punch in and out to get paid. Yes. And attached to the income statement.
Any questions? for metal finance. More questions? All right. Association of Yukon Communities, any report?
There was a response for the on-demand energy charges resolution from the ADN. That would have been sent to everyone, I believe. And our board meeting is on the 20th. Everyone's welcome to attend. You guys don't have to, but if you would like to attend, it will be in CarMax. I think it's at the fire hall. I'm not even 100%. I didn't even know.
I don't know.
So do we might want to figure out where?
Rec Center.
Is that the Rec Center? Oh, okay.
The Rec Center. And that's on September 20th?
September 20th. It's a Saturday.
Okay. What time? Do?
9
a.m. Okay. Yeah. Stackhouse said he's coming to my house the night before.
Okay, I guess we're all meeting at Doris's house the night before.
I don't know about her.
We
feeling you're outside.
You're on the fire pit.
Around the fire pit.
Bring
your own chair.
Yes, the CAO. Yeah. The CAO meeting would probably be the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Administrator. Okay. Okay, so we move on to bylaws.
Okay, so this bylaw is to appoint. I think we need a new term now. Like I said, I apologize, but I'm trying to do my best, but it's a little bit too much to do both jobs. I don't know if
Is this a carbon copy of the last interim bylaw that we did? Because I thought we had put a date on it, I thought we had put. Sorry, I was just trying to look, but it's not on the website.
Okay.
A end date or a until the position is filled permanently or words to that effect. I thought we had put that in the
forge. Come on.
It just says at the pleasure of council. Yeah.
I can't remember exactly how we had worded it, but I think we had said something like,
cool.
Because it's an interim position, that we should.
I think we talked about it the last meeting. We didn't put it because we have no idea how long it's going to be.
But you can put it until the position is permanently filled.
Yeah.
Or the permanent position is filled or whatever.
And actually, I know I should have looked, but could we actually start like technically tomorrow?
Or you have to get three readings. Yeah. How many readings? Did you do a reading last time?
No.
No.
No, we didn't.
So we can't start tomorrow.
So tomorrow 16th, then let me do the third reading. If we going to second.
First. We could just do the readings today and we can add that if we look at the how we wrote it the last time for the
third reading.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to give first reading to bylaw 320-25, bylaw to establish the position of chief administrative officer and to make provision for appointments. And I'm not reading the whole thing.
And this and the employment bylaw dictates what your wage will be, so we don't have to dream something up like we did last.
I think that was for that was for acting.
Yes. Should be same acting as interim, shouldn't it?
No, it's different.
Different pay rate?
No. Nope. Is it? Oh, yeah, it's different.
Is it different in our bylaw?
Probably.
Well, then that's what we'll do then.
Mm-hmm. And is everyone okay with putting Prince in? Like,
is Prince okay?
Is I do not.
So we got do we have to do a seconder?
Did we all? Vote?
We didn't have a seconder.
I'll second it.
Let's put the motion on paper.
So I thought Tara put the motion for
first reading.
The first reading.
Or he seconded.
And all in favor?
I'll make a motion that we give bylaw 320-25 a bylaw to establish position of chief administrative officer and make provisions for appointments. Second reading.
I'll second.
All in favor? Yes. Sucks to be you, boy. All right, so we'll leave the other one until the 16th. Moving on. New and unfinished business.
She's so attached to Steve. Oh, sorry.
Am I moving too fast? That's good. Okay. So new and unfinished business, update on the weigh scale project. I thought I'll put it. I'm not overly.
Yes, I have it in my report. Yes, but it's just a write down what they are planning to do on which. Yeah. Do you know?
Cool. Yeah, that's the looking at it. I'm going to keep this back.
And Public Works is actually going to White House tomorrow, and we will stop at the White House landfill station to get like an idea how it works with the scale and everything. So you need to figure it out.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some training on it.
Yes. Do we need to change our bylaw for changing the fee?
Yes, we would have to. If we're gonna
because right now
it by weight.
Right now it's like by truckload or like,
yeah, mm-hmm. or per bag. And if you're bringing in compost, so you pay to dump your compost as well.
I would be.
Compost is
yeah.
Is it? Are we charging people for compost?
Well, I don't know because no. if you're driving over and
no,
driving
combustibles, there's no fee.
But if they're doing it by weight, you have your compost with your garbage and you come out without your compost.
Well, then they weigh you again and then
yeah.
they subtract that.
Just grab it back.
I know that, and this is a discussion maybe we have when the fees come back. A good example of a community to look at would be Watson Lake, who has it's a rural community that already has it, already uses a weigh scale, but they also charge a different rate for those individuals from outside their community than from inside the community.
Really? Well,
that's a nice idea.
Mm-hmm. Give the locals a little bit of a break.
That's what we can say. I actually did because I noticed Ibex dropping off lots of stuff. I think they had the ATCO contract or something, like scratch and construction material. And then according to our bylaw, it says $500. Or yeah, for a dump truck, but they charged them $150, and I was like, no. So yeah, so they pay different because they are not locals. Yes.
Yeah, I think we need to be clearer in our fee schedule.
Yeah. And we should. I know, like where we lived in Alberta, they actually put down like if you're a resident, they put and also maybe more confidential, but the license plate number, just in case there's some. It's still in it. That's not supposed to be at the dump or something. So I don't know if we should initiate this one or if it's maybe too much for the staff.
We might also want to have a conversation with the First Nation, similar to the one we had about the whatever it was called, the agreement for the operation of the pool, where they, instead of paying as a user for their citizens, they agreed to pay for a portion of the operation costs. Because if we choose to do a fee schedule for folks who are outside the municipal boundary, it's going to include a lot of their pickup, and plus they don't separate their pickup inside and outside the municipal boundary, so it might make it difficult if the fees are different.
I need a lot of binders and whatnot. Saying, well, off too much of the short over the bank somewhere. Supposedly, somewhere up the Freeville Road, there is a huge pile of garbage over the bank. I'm trying to find out where it is. I want to go investigate it. Have you, anybody heard about that?
No.
I've heard it, but
it probably cost whoever that more to do that than to actually dispose of it appropriately. But I know that when all the exploration or mining companies or whoever go through YESIB to get their permits to operate, they all say, we will use the local landfill, but they never ask the local municipalities if they accept waste from outside the community.
We did have one request from the Mount Manson remediation site. So we told them, because I think it's 20 or 25 truckloads when they do it, and we told them no. So they went to YG. YG said, we are the local, or we have a local landfill. They have to drop it off here. And I was like, our landfill will be full, like in capacity, sooner than we think, right? But are required to take
their... No, not.
Well, did we sign the regional landfill agreement?
Yeah, but they're not part of the regional area. They're outside of that. Mine sites weren't included. Braeburn.
Curry Creek.
Curry Creek. Part halfway to Bentley.
There's a map on that regional agreement that would show you, but...
Yeah.
I thought it was burning when they were took there.
There are some waste permits to get rid of their bridge.
But... Request for the wheat scale. Moving on.
So we can't implement the usage of the scale and charging people until we update.
See you.
And that's putting on the to-do list for September 17th.
17th or 16th? 16th.
After his second, third reading, put it on for Monday, Wednesday morning.
Okay, so like I mentioned in the last council meeting, I wanted to ask council to revisit our employment bylaw. Like, at the current level, the benefits are actually not a benefit to the employee, because we share like the cost 50-50. And I did some samples here. Like, even Canada Life recommends like cost sharing 80-20. But I think if we visit, like, like I have, for example, I have a family, like signing up a family member, and he pays $340 a month just to get the benefits. But at the end, you pay more for the premium to have your benefits, like the $2,500 for dental, and to get $1,000 for drugs and like physiotherapist. So I think I don't want to start if council decides to revisit this or approve it, that we will start next year. I will look into the budget, what it will cost us, and then we can maybe go from there. But it's actually like
it doesn't look like it's that much more for us.
Yeah.
But a couple $100 per person is each month is, I know it does add up.
Yeah, and I have like two employees that said if we won't change it, they will opt out. So that makes only three then, yes.
So do we have employees who are not enrolled in the short-term and long-term disability?
I think because I did reach out to EYC, yeah, so it's all combined. They can't just do one or the other or something. Unless they misunderstood what I was asking.
I think you can opt out of the health and dental if you can prove that you have coverage elsewhere, but having employees on short and long-term disability should be mandatory because that's
Yes,
coverage for them.
yes, yeah.
And it's a benefit to them for sure. But the problem with that is the short-term and long-term benefits need to be covered by the employee. That portion of that premium needs to be covered because it's not a taxable benefit. So if they were to go on either one of those disabilities, it's not taxed. So I don't know what the percentage works out to, but usually it's like the employee pays the short and long-term disability, and the employer pays health and dental and like the critical life or the accidental death and dismemberment is usually some
That's right, yes.
huge cost shared amount.
Yeah, but like at the moment we share 50-50,
I
so
know,
yeah.
because it used to be about 50-50, the cost of short-term disability a long time ago, but the benefits have changed so much. But
Yeah, and it went up, yeah, like I mentioned last time, 4.7% for the next year, yes.
the more people they can get on their plan,
Yeah,
the less it'll be at the end, right?
Okay. Yes.
We're looking at changing it to 80-20 or 75-25.
Well, can we find out like what the percentage is different if we pay the if the village pays the health and dental portion and the employee pays the short and long-term disability?
Yes, I should have attached this. Yeah, actually, when it comes from Canada, right? Yes, I can show this next time.
So we'll see what's on that then.
And yeah,
Yes,
like I'm,
yeah,
it won't
I
be
think
till
it's a
budget
good
time
thing
anyway.
to adjust.
Alrighty. Any questions out of it?
I have something to say about the employment, but it's nothing to do with Canada Life, actually. But I was thinking about Princess Pay, and we don't have anything in there for income. It's just acting senior management.
Right. So if you're acting, what is the rate?
Five of
Five
an
thousand,
hour.
yes.
And I think when you're interim, you just go to the level, tier one of the level of the CEO.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it doesn't
Although
say
our contracts don't
it
let
hasn't.
that level.
Maybe we will also add that to the bylaw. Okay.
Because
It's
I think this that the position is on the pay scale, so you just go to whatever.
step one.
Another addition for a system.
Are you gonna miss that meeting?
Really, question period.
One question.
You've been a patient man, Brian.
Yeah.
Forget it. Almost fall asleep for a while. Almost worked, ladies. Almost worked.
Yeah. We just think that you're gearing up to run for a council seat. Yeah.
I do this.
I mean, you come
Can I
from
do it?
sweet news.
Well, you could actually. Sometimes you tell us stuff that we've missed. So I really think you could.
Well, went back to here's the beginning. Not that there's PRs and P was great. It was like I called
Jonathan Osborne and Brian.
Jonathan Osborne, yeah.
Brian develops biogas.
He seemed like he was a defeated man. I don't know. It's just my own personal opinion. No, just maybe he's tired. I don't know.
When I went to their presentation back in, I think it was June, I looked at their finance report, how it was all supposed to break down. It was 1.8 million for the setup of it. And I think you said 800,000 for a study for the first year or something, or I'm not sure if that was just 1 year or how long that was supposed to go on for. That's a lot of money for an unproven project, whatever. And he alluded to being able to generate a return on it down the road. And I believe he's alluding to the electrical factor that you could generate electricity from there. But I don't think that you're able to through Yukon Electric or wherever they are. Wherever. I think they have the, call it the, nobody else can generate electricity.
Which is
yeah, the monopoly of
it. Just crazy because they're short of it.
Yeah.
It's not they're allowing you to sell back into the system.
There, I think that's just, I don't really know how that works, but I know that you can do it residentially.
We could generate for our own usage.
I don't think so.
Like for the electric fencing.
But wasn't it just heat?
And
he
heat.
He was talking about heat. Heat's not an issue, I don't think.
Yeah.
But electricity, to generate your own electricity to run your own business and stuff, I don't think you can do that.
They have stopped at some
point. Yeah, they have some way of stopping you from doing that, and they can make you disconnect it and shut it down. And that's why he didn't say that, because he knows that. And the operating costs that we're looking at for a year was $191,728 per year.
Well, I'd like to
nothing coming back from it, like to pay those costings.
Well, I'd like to know more because just because I wasn't here at the start of the project, like if we're burning, it's burning, right? Burning, incinerating the waste.
Yeah.
If we're incinerating, is it just the compost? I thought it was all
waste. It was a lot of garbage.
So then, like plastics. So then, the reduction of the operating costs of the landfill would go to, like, it would shift. It's not just an additional cost. Something should go down if that's going up.
Right? That's the way he explained it.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be
what's going
compacting
down?
The compaction and the operating of
the
municipal solid waste dump part.
Yeah.
Should go down because your waste is being diverted into this other thing that creates an additional heat or whatever you can get from it. I don't understand it all because every time I listen to him, I pick up something new. And I thought today he had said it's about the compost feeding the bio, the whatever.
He did, but I asked one time and he said even plastic can go in there.
So we should be able to like remove 95% of what's going into the municipal solid waste side of that. I don't know about the construction side, but and divert it through this thing.
Do you realize that this dump has a minimum 100-year life?
I know.
Even at this high rate we've been putting stuff in?
It has that life if it's properly compacted and covered, which we're not doing.
Yep. So since my first time on council in 2009, that landfill also had a 20-year life, 100-year life, a 50-year life, a 40-year life, another 20-year life. Yeah, it depends who is.
Here's the garbage.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you my own.
It's funny because it's like it's always a different lifespan that we're given.
My personal knowledge of how dumps work, Cache Creek, where I went from, they brought all the garbage from Lower Mainland up to Cache Creek, built the mountain there out of it. For years and years and years and years. And it's not much bigger than that big cone shape there. I mean, it's probably two or three times that cone that where the, you know, where the garbage is actually in there. It's probably two or three times the size of that. And that's from like 15, 20 years of hauling garbage from Vancouver. So if you think you're going to fill that hole up from this little town, maybe Braeburn and halfway to Pelly, it ain't happening.
Well,
in our lifetimes, for sure.
We're filling it more with air and gravel than we are with garbage right now.
Yeah, just give me the size advantage there that you have it. And it's getting bigger as you go up higher, right? So you get more space. So don't ever think we'll run out of space for the garbage there.
But if you do, due to not perfect operations, you don't want to have to open a new landfill either, because trying to get that done in this day and age is next to impossible.
Yeah. And even in Kamloops, when they had a garbage dump right beside the Trans-Canada Highway, like 100 meters wide, 300 meters long, and they compacted it all down, and there's a whole industrial area on it. Not industrial area, but like restaurants and strip malls and all that stuff, all on top of this landfill. I remember being landfill when I was a kid. So they build right on top of it. And it's a fence coming out of it, and that's it.
Yeah.
So
dog parks, brownfields, off-leash dog parks are a popular redo of brownfields. Yeah.
And so back to this operation that's got to get going on here. That I think that the bins, getting the bins out for the composting to see what actually comes in, because that's going to make a big difference on this whole operation. If you're only getting 10 people showing up with those bins, what good is it really? I mean, you'd be putting it into your garden, turning it yourself, putting your own drum, whatever. If the whole town's doing it, is there still enough to go ahead with it? But I'm not down on the whole thing. It's a great kind of idea, concept and everything. It's just the financial end of it. I just don't think it's a good spend of taxpayer dollars, whether it's my dollar, your dollar. It's coming out of some taxpayer's pocket, whether it's in Ottawa or...
I actually want bins that we're handing out.
Oh, they're bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
20 liters.
Okay, that's all I have to say about that, actually.
I'm also curious why I was not invited for Keith's wedding to his wife.
Whose wedding? To whose wife?
Keith's wife.
Keith's wife. Wife.
Do we still have a bylaw officer? Is that him still around?
He was parked in front of here today when I drove home.
I didn't actually see him. I saw the truck once, but I didn't actually see him. I just don't know if he's still work for us or what's going on.
I think he does.
Visitor center seems to be a real hard problem for people to find their way in there, but they still seem to have a lot of numbers. Yeah.
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery.
Going back to that biogas, I was wondering if please understand that it would fund itself. Like when Brian brought the word to me, like that's why I asked Brian to be here tonight, because I was surprised. In the meeting we had, I thought that the project would fund, I didn't know it was going to cost What'd you say?
Well, $1,800,000 for the build of it, and then
$800,000. Well, that one we figured we had all funding from.
Yeah, so taxpayer dollars. So it's my kind of ballpoint minded. But
if taxpayer dollars are being given out, if we don't take it, someone else will, huh?
No, that's not a good way to look at it in my mind. Well, the taxpayer dollars should be going out of the country and should be spent on irresponsible projects, I guess. It's a responsible project in that one, in that regard, but I mean, spending taxpayers on something that could be going to a food bank or something more productive for the community, for the people of the community, right? So, and I think that the bin thing idea is a great idea. It'll really gauge what's happening with it. So you'll whether it's worthwhile to go any farther than that. If it doesn't cost us any money to do that test, that's perfect, yeah. And I forgot all the other questions I had. Because I didn't have a fan.
You're welcome back.
So you were going to ask about the speeds, weren't you?
Well, yeah, is there some referendum going on or something about that?
No.
Well, how come I hear all these different rumors? I don't know.
Because that's just rumors.
There was a petition, but it wasn't.
The bylaw can be brought back for discussion.
In like a couple months.
Well, yeah.
But I think it'd probably be best to wait until... Hire a new sale.
It's probably a good idea.
That's just my thoughts anyway.
Yeah. I know people don't really like the idea.
I'm
sick of the speeding.
I'm sick.
I know. Everybody's got opinions.
I think there's other things in the bylaw that need to be dealt with. It's not just the speed. If there's some things that we missed.
Yeah. I think it was how the bylaws came through.
Yeah.
I think that was the mainest. I think it's more about like just the bylaw being passed without people really noticing rather than the numbers.
I mean, I don't speed down that road anyways. but I want the opportunity to drive 50 kilometers an hour. Especially when I'm in a freaking hurry. The kilometers an hour is not very fast. By playground, I definitely should be slowed down, but the rest of it, I think that's 50 is fine.
I never meant to be attacking anybody. I'm just worried about community safety.
No, I
know it comes up.
I hear you. If that was down my street, I would care. You put a 20 on my street, I don't care, but that's a thoroughfare right there. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Brian. See you guys later.
Good night.
Cameron?
Is there a new Cameron set?
Okay, make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Don't try and give her time to decide whether there should be.